Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. There are writers in this world, and then there are folks like Cheryl Strayed. Her memoir, Wild, From Lost to Found on the Pacific Coast Trail, tells the harrowing story of the loss of her mother, the end of her marriage, and her determination to find herself again in a grueling 1,000-mile hike through desert and mountains and hope and despair. In a world full of distraction, I couldn't put Wild down last weekend. In fact, I read it right through my son's basketball game on Sunday, which he duly pointed out to me. But first up today, the ongoing debate in Kansas over extending the portion of the one-cent sales tax that went into effect nearly 3 years ago. Lawmakers passed the increase with the idea of removing it down the road. But now Governor Sam Brownback is pushing for extending the increase to help pay for those big income tax cuts the legislature passed last year. Joining me now is State Senator Jeff Melcher. He's a Leawood Republican. Senator, nice to have you. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And also with us is State Representative Scott Schwab. He's an Olathe Republican. Scott, always good to have you, too. Good morning.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning to you as well.
Representative Schwab, you oppose extending this sales tax. Tell me why.
Well, and Norquist put it really well in an article he wrote last week. A lot of times when we do tax increases, the Democrats say, but there's a sunset on it.
Right.
And then we always squelch on the sunset. And we don't do it. And this year, it's the Republicans that are saying, well, we're going to squelch on it for our income tax cut 5 years from now. But there's almost an $800 million shortfall in that plan. So I think we'll squelch again on the income tax. So if we can lower income tax without squelching on the sunset, why wouldn't we do it?
So your point is this is a matter of sort of keeping faith with the voters here, Scott, if I understand you right.
Well, not just voters, but just overall to businesses, people who have to charge a sales tax. Some folks have said, okay, we're open to the legislature passing the sales tax increase, but sunset it. Let it come off. Let's not make it permanent. Now we're saying, well, we campaigned and got a bunch of wins as Republicans because of the sales tax increase, but now that we've got it, we want to keep it. And I don't think that's right.
Yeah. Well, Senator Jeff Melcher, you take a different view on this issue. Tell us where you come down.
Well, the way I look at it, it's all about the math. I mean, you've got to come up with a budget that balances. And the goal of the governor and much of the legislature is to structure our tax system so that we are less reliant on income tax than we are on sales tax and property tax. And you got to remember too, I'm a freshman. I didn't campaign on the sales tax.
Right.
I don't have any commitment that I have to honor. Overall, I'm looking at reducing the burden on taxpayers, and I'm looking at structuring a tax plan that's going to produce the largest amount of job growth. And I believe that if we allow the sales tax to continue, it's going to allow us the good fortune of being able to phase down income tax over time and get it to zero. And that's the pathway that we want to go to get to our ultimate goal of zero income tax in Kansas.
Senator Melcher, what do you say, though, to those voters out there who say, you know, you guys did pass this thing on the condition that it would expire 3 years down the road? You make a great point. You weren't there. You weren't in the legislature when that promise was made. But what do you say to folks who sort of understood that was going to be the way the game was played?
Well, you've got new legislature, and a new legislature is looking at this conceptually different. And I believe if you look at it, it's a trade of one tax for another. If you have a reduction, I mean, we saw a pretty dramatic reduction in income tax.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people see that as a pretty valuable trade. So, you know, you can't just assume that things remain static. And we're looking at the tax burden. You know, your pocket doesn't know the difference whether you paid a dollar for sales tax or income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Your pocket just knows that it's empty now. And if we continue the sales tax in exchange for the income tax that we receive, I think that's a pretty good trade. And it's also a trade that's going to give us the most economic growth in our state. And that's what we're looking for. We want to make Kansas a state that is more attractive for job creation than other states in the union. And I think this plan does that.
Representative Scott Schwab, what about Jeff Melcher's arguments there about making the state ultimately more attractive to businesses to move into, and that eventually will sort of increase taxes and sort of carry the load for the state? What about all that, Scott?
Well, that's the goal of both the House plan and the Senate plan, but the Senate plan's betting on the come. They don't lower the income tax significantly for 5 years. So you're going to have that sales and tax increase today, hoping that 5 years we have a stronger economy than we do today, and we can allow that income tax to cut then. What the House says, and we balance the budget. We can do it. There's this thing called cutting spending, which is what we've done. And if we don't do anything on taxes this year and the sales tax goes away, we have a balanced budget.
Mm-hmm.
But what the House plan does is says we're going to let the sales tax expire. And as the economy grows, revenues over 2% buy down income.
Right.
So you're right. It's not static. It's dynamic. But those dynamic increases will then buy down income to prove that, yeah, you know what, we're right. If we get rid of income, the state grows. But what if we're wrong? Well, then the income tax doesn't go down. But we still kept our promise on the sales tax.
But Representative Schwab, critics of your position are saying that if you guys don't extend this sales tax, the size of the hole you're going to poke in the state budget is so enormous that programs from higher ed to public school education to health to poverty programs.
I don't buy that premise. If there's a hole, then the governor shouldn't have been asking us so hard to push the tax cut we passed last year. Because that's where the hole came from. And he was told us he could live with those cuts. Now his tax plan is a tax increase this year to pay for the tax cuts last year. And so and the only way you get to a tax cut is if you include last year's tax bill, which people like Senator Melcher didn't get a chance to vote on last year.
But
so that's
Scott,
where the hole came from. It has nothing to do with the sales tax.
But you're saying there's not going to be a hole the size of the Titanic, in the state budget, given if your
today,
position...
Today, according to our own research, with the consensus revenue estimate that they came out, we will have a constitutional budget if we do not have a tax plan this year and the sales tax goes away.
And what is a constitutional...
Now, is that the most responsible thing? No, but we can do it.
And what does a constitutional budget mean, Scott?
It has to be balanced.
Okay,
it has to be balanced. We cannot run a deficit.
Senator Melcher, what are your concerns if the sales tax is not extended in terms of what that does to the overall sort of functioning of the state budget?
Well, I think it puts us into a bind. What it will do is it will allow us to balance this year by consuming much of our reserves. And then next year we have a gaping void that has to be dealt with. It's going to make it very difficult. It just pushes pain down to the following year and makes it much more difficult to deal with. And I think that the Senate plan, which is similar to the governor's plan, gets us protected to where we don't have a big hole that we have to fill. Now, I think we all agree that we need to look at spending, and we've got to find ways to reduce spending without cutting services. And, I look at my business background, and when I want to cut costs out of my company, I can't just do an across-the-board cut and expect us to still function correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember that one of the things about government is it is designed to consume money, and it has an unending appetite for more of it. And the reason it's that way is because all the motivators are incorrect. Within government, you're rewarded for spending money. You're not rewarded for saving money. You're not rewarded for efficiency. We have compensation plans in government that do not reward good behavior.
Mm-hmm.
They're based on all the wrong things. They're based on how long you've been there.
Senator, level with the voters, though, here. If this sales tax extension doesn't go through, what kind of budget pain are we going to see in Kansas when it comes to programs like an education, higher education, and the like?
Well, I think we're going to deal with it. And the thing is, we can't exempt everybody from protection from budget issues. You know, there is room in every government program for efficiency. The problem is we have to have a measurement system in place to be able to measure progress. But today we don't have that. Mm-hmm. We don't have, if you look at education, we don't have the metrics for student achievement, and we don't have compensation plans that reward educators and administrators for high levels of student achievement for the least amount of money. We've got to put those pieces in place, and then they will have the motivation to be able to drive the highest levels of student achievement per dollar invested. And you'll see those costs come down from within naturally, and you will have a better educated student for less money, not because it was mandated by anyone, but because it's in the financial best interest of all the educators and administrators to do so.
Senator, let me get Scott Schwab to chime in here. Scott's a state representative from Olathe. I cut you off a minute ago, Scott. Go ahead.
That's okay. I guess my thought is he just made the argument about why we don't need sales tax. You know, on one side, he says it's a dynamic. You can't score this stuff statically. But when it comes to the sales tax, he says, except for the sales tax, we'll have a hole. Well, only if you do it statically. If you don't, if you do it dynamically, you don't. And when he says government's meant to consume money, when you're squelching on a sunset to keep more money, he just made the argument about we can do both. We can let the sales tax go down and help folks, especially your bigger purchases. Like we have a major boat manufacturer in Kansas.
Right.
We have, you know, the car manufacturers. Allow that sales tax to come down on such big purchases, which will help that dynamic growth. Keep our word in and get trust in the public. Oh, and by the way, we're still cutting income tax, but it's based on growth. And we're also, the House plan limits the growth of government. The governor's plan does not. Neither does the Senate plan.
You know, Scott, we sit here and talk today, and the big question politically about passage of this sales tax extension comes down to where is the state House of Representatives on this issue? Lots of speculation that the House won't pass it, despite Governor Brownback's pressure and the arguments that Senator Jeff Melcher is making here today. What's your best prognosis as to where this thing stands?
Right now, the Senate plan, we let folks know when there was a motion to concur to the Senate plan, if you need to give this governor a vote, now's the time because we want to know where this chamber is at. And not a single person voted for it. So the sales taxes is not going to be extended. Now, will a portion of it be extended? Possibly, but then it better be a direct buy down of income, not to just balance the budget.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to, because it's technically a tax increase, and we're not going to raise taxes just to raise spending.
And I gather that if the thing doesn't pass, you all have to go back to the drawing board on the state budget and reconfigure things with that revenue not included, Scott. Do I
not
have that?
Entirely. No. The Senate and the House budget chairman are doing a great job of saying, let's assume the worst and hope for the best.
Right.
If nothing gets done, let's plan that. If something gets done, then we can go back and handle that accordingly. So that's why I'm able to say, yeah, constitutionally right now we balance.
Okay, we've got a couple of phone calls here. Let's grab them here. Dave from Overland Park. Dave, you're on with State Senator Jeff Melcher and State Representative Scott Schwab. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my question.
Sure.
Senator Melcher at the beginning of the program said that he wants to decrease taxes for voters, Kansas voters. And I want to know how he can reconcile that statement.
Hold on, buddy. I'm coming.
Dave, effect. You there?
Yeah, Dave, go ahead. Why don't you ask the question again, would you please?
Okay, Senator Melcher at the beginning of the program said that he wants to decrease taxes for Kansas voters. And I want to know how he can reconcile that statement with this increase in sales taxes for the benefit of the people that pay income taxes. The people that pay income taxes are a comparatively small percentage of the voters, whereas the sales tax affects 100% of the voters.
Senator Melcher, go ahead.
Well, as I've said before, we're designing a tax plan that encourages job growth, and we are phasing out income tax, and we are going to live with sales tax and property tax. And we're getting a lot of noise here. I hope you're hearing me. Am I coming through?
You're doing fine, Jeff.
Okay. So we have a tax cut that passed last session, but the mathematics don't work out on it. So we've got to come back, and we have to fix that. The sales tax deals with that. And you can't have a budget that only balances half of the equation. So net overall, we're ending up pulling less tax burden from the people, and that's the ultimate goal. And, you know, this is a philosophical issue that some people just have a hard time with.
Right.
I'm a believer that reduction of income tax drives job growth, and we have data to support that, and the sales tax has very little impact.
All right.
So it's a matter of a structure of how you're going to tax, and that's what we've chosen to do, and that's what we plan to move forward with.
I want to thank State Senator Jeff Melcher from Leawood for joining us this morning on very late notice, and also State Representative Scott Schwab, an Olathe Republican, for his time as well this morning. Senator Melcher, thanks so much. Representative Schwab, thank you for your time
today.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Enjoyed it.